So in this video, I want to give you a short overview of these AI art generators, because when we're actually using them, I'm not going to spend time going through each of the features then. I'll be using them pretty quickly to show you the demo. So you may already have one that you are using, and these are just three that I like and you have used and use and recommend. First is playground.com. This is our free option. Now, Playground, when I started using this about a year ago, they allowed you to generate 1,000 images a day for free. So now they're only allowing 50. And that to me says that over time they may drop the free version completely. But they are one of the few that allow you to keep a consistent free version instead of just getting trial credits, where you use them and then you have to pay. I like Playground. I think it's quite good. It has a lot of different filters, and it also lets you do private images, which means that people aren't going to see what you're doing, even at the free level, which I think is good. So I use the free level on this and I like it, but as I've mentioned, they do have more and more restrictions. And I'll show you a brief overview of these after we go through them here. The next one is OpenArt AI. I think this is a really good value as well. If you get the annual right now, it's $6 a month, which is great for the lowest free version, which has a lot to offer, or $12 a month if you're just paying monthly. They have a ton of different styles to choose from, which I like too, because you can just sort of pick a filter or a style that matches what you want to do. The other thing they have that's very cool is they have a bulk uploader, which means that you can upload a spreadsheet and it'll create a certain amount of images all at once. And I really like that because that works really well for card decks. So we will be taking a little bit of a closer look at that here in the course. And then there's Midjourney. Midjourney really, I think, does have the highest quality generation. They do have the new web version. It's currently in beta, but it should be available soon. It's a lot easier to use, I think, than the Discord version. And you can't get, I mean, it's just more like you click and pick a couple options. Now, this is definitely more expensive, though. It's $12 a month. And you can do yearly options for basic, which does not include any privacy, which means your images are out there. So that's not normally what I recommend, but if you just want to get started, that's good. So these are the three that I like, but you may already have other ones that you're using. And if you're happy with them, then you can use those. There's certainly no reason not to do that. So let's take a quick look at these. So here is the current layout for playground.com. Once you go in, you have to click create. So they have the expand. You get 30 free prompt expansions. I've already used those. So again, they're really not giving you tons of stuff for free, but it's enough to get started. They have the model, they have the Playground 2.5, which I actually like, or you can do Stable Diffusion, which has some variations. You can put custom. This is sort of a custom thing I have used. I always turn this on, the private session, before I start. You have to turn it on randomly. You can put number of images. Because you're only getting 50 a day at this point, I usually only do two variations. You can expand the prompt, have them expanded if you want. And then the presets, you can have some presets here that are basically just filters or create your own. So if you want to take, for example, part of the overall art style for your prompt, you can include that here. Aspect ratio, for most of these, you're going to be probably doing something that's more a portrait, like the 9 to 16, 2 to 3, or 3 to 4. And, you know, just pick one that you think works best for the cards. And again, if you want the highest quality images, you have to pay. But I think the images are pretty good for what you get. And then you come over here and you can pick your filters. There are different filters depending on what you're doing. These are the Playground filters. And again, you can mess around with these. If you go over here to Stable Diffusion, they actually have the sampler here. So again, this is another area that you can mess around with. And if you come up here, you'll see they have sort of different filters that you can select. depending on what you're doing. So you can play around with that. I don't know if all these filters are for every sampler. I think they are. Some of them are the same as Playground, the Playground version. I think the Playground version is pretty good, so I tend to normally stick with that. But that's basically this. So then you would put your prompts here. I would just say, though, if you're using this, just get in the area here, putting anything you want to exclude and making sure you turn on the private session before you start. Then we come over here to OpenArt AI, which, again, I really like. Here's that bulk creation option that they have. And then we're at the create here, and you just put your prompt, your model, number of images. And again, they have a lot of advanced settings, so you can do, I would do maybe 50 if you want to get a little bit better quality. And then these two are also depending on their model. One of the things I think is great, though, is they have styles and models. So if you go to models, you can go to the OpenArt selections, and you can sort of take a look at the gallery if you want and find some that you like, again, that would fit what you're working on. But I personally actually like the styles a bit better, because unless you're a hardcore artist, to me, this sort of just works a little bit better. So fantasy, anime, comic. So again, you can just sort of quickly find something that would fit the overall theme. Illustration, I like these quite a bit. These fit a lot of the, you know, what you might be working on. And then art media, the watercolor ones, I think are also quite nice. Again, you can get more into these. Art style, different styles of art, again, if you want to go that route. Photography, which most of these ones we're doing aren't really photography based, I don't think. And then gaming. But so I really like the illustration, the art media, and the art style. And to me, that's a good shortcut. So if you pick one of these, for example, it'll just put it here. You can take this off. This is just giving you the example of that. And it's using the that particular style. And then another thing here is they have these where you can get very granular. So you can pull up a composition reference if there's one that you like a picture. So I'm not going to get too much detail with that, but you could go to like Pixabay or someplace and find a free a picture that you like, an illustration. Or you might have one you already have and you want to do something similar, so you could add that in. And then again, they have the more advanced settings. So you can get very specific or not specific, depending on what you want to do. Personally, I like to keep it pretty easy, but you know, that's up to you. And then over here we have, this is the Midjourney beta. So again, it's very simple. You just put in, normally for these again, oh, and one thing I wanted to show here is output size. This will depend on what type of model you choose, but most likely you're going to be doing cinema, art print, or portrait, depending on, again, on what you want. And it'll give you the pixels, so you can sort of take a look. Like, I like the art print, for example. So back over here to Midjourney, this is a lot more basic. You have portrait, square, or landscape, although you can sort of go through here if you wanted. Maybe like that. That's kind of more of a card thing. Stylization, and you can see here how much it's evolved. So do you want it to match the prompts closely or be more stylized? Weirdness, yeah, I'm not big on the weirdness one because it could just get very strange. And then again, I tend to leave a lot of this type of stuff. They have the more options, for example, if you want to go fast. And then you can also do here, you can do the image to image. So this is just, they've gotten it to be very basic, I think, which I like, but some people might find it, if they've been using Midjourney a lot, you can still put in your Midjourney prompts here and so forth with your settings. But I personally like it. I think it's a little bit faster and easier to use. So that is an overview of the three that I recommend. You can start with Playground, which is free. If you want something that's a little more cost effective but has a lot of features, I like OpenArt. Or if you really want to go for the highest quality, you might want to do Midjourney, but again, you're going to be paying more and you won't have privacy until you really jump up to the mid-level. So it just depends really on what's important to you.